Hello and welcome to the live training for today. My name is Joe Trahan. I'm joined with Chris Rice with Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. For the members of the Discover Virginia Beach Facebook group, the idea of buying a home. So as I mentioned in all of the posts, this is not a sales pitch whatsoever. This is mainly an informational session about breaking down the specific steps we look for as a realtor and a relocation expert. And as Chris's very long list of accolades that he can definitely get into if he'd like as the number one Hampton Roads mortgage lender. But yeah, Chris, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. No, yeah, this is great. I'm excited.
Yeah. So real quick, I kind of want to tee up this call by just sharing with you all that this is an idea. This is kind of like, consider this as a brainstorming session to really put the pieces together on what this journey looks like for you or for somebody looking to discover what the Virginia Beach has to offer. Now, typically we look at the stable economy as one of the biggest indicators of why people like to move here. We have a very vibrant healthcare service. So for our elderly community members and for our community members that I would, you know, typically refer to as those having their second career, their second life, you know, there's a vibrant healthcare service that just really covers that way you can stay up and move in and keep going. And then of course we do have 10 unique beach experiences, which I cover in my Ultimate Virginia Beach Vibe Guidebook. So if you're interested in that, comment vibe in the comments below. I'll make sure and send you a copy. And then of course, Chris, as I'm sure you can attest to, so many delicious restaurants. Chris, any of your favorite restaurants you want to shout out right now? I'm sure there are dozens of them, but maybe you can pick one.
Yeah. Well, you know me, I love my Bros Fish Tacos over off Lynn Haven. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I go there as much as I possibly can just about. So
yeah. Bros Fish Tacos.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Chris, thanks for sharing that. Definitely go check out Virtuous Tacos as you are planning your summer vacation, or if you're a local here and you just really want to figure out where to find some really awesome tacos. And with that said, you know, just want to lead into this first segment here and emphasizing that this is a journey. Buying a home is, as Chris says, not like just buying a pack of gum. It's actually a process that generally takes a few months, if not longer, just to really figure out, you know, what an area, a home, a community has to offer you as an individual. So I just wanted to offer that perspective to you all. And of course, Chris is going to share some really great insights. And I know you guys hear me talk week in and week out on the Facebook group doing live streams, but Chris, I would love to know from you, and if you wouldn't mind sharing, what's one piece of business info and one piece of personal info we can get to hear from you, just so we get to know you a little bit better?
Yeah, so, you know, business-wise, you know, let's see, I started this journey in the mortgage industry and real estate, in 2005, so seeing the highs and the lows in the real estate world. Love it. Yeah, that's why I'm still here, still doing it. And then personally, I've lived in Virginia Beach my whole life, you know, so outside of going away for college or, you know, and that. But besides that, I've lived literally in Virginia Beach my entire life. Love the city, love the area. You know, it's just a phenomenal place. I've got two kids, wife, and, you know, we can't imagine living anywhere else. So.
Wonderful. Well, Chris, thank you for sharing that. Be sure to, you know, on Facebook, go ahead and follow Chris. It's just Chris Rice. Definitely, as I was teeing up this call, letting people know about the live stream, I'm like, I'm a very animated, sometimes I was a bit of a pushy salesman, and Chris is like the exact opposite. He's super zen, super mellow, and just a very friendly guy. So yeah, definitely as you're watching this video, if questions come up, let me know in the comments below. And if you're watching the recorded version, and for some reason you're like, Joe, something was said and I don't really quite understand it, you can email me directly at joe@relocatingtovirginia.com. That's joe@relocatingtovirginia.com. And if it's a mortgage related question or just a home buying question in general, I'll be sure to loop Chris in that, and definitely we can get that question answered for you. So with that said, Chris, We just bought a house with you, man. So let's start there. So for those of you who don't know, if you haven't been keeping up with the live streams, that's totally fine. But my wife and I actually just bought our second home. We're using our first home as an investment property. And Chris helped us navigate that through what the mainstream media would refer to as one of the harshest real estate conditions in the marketplace here in 2023. Yeah. Would you mind kind of shedding some light on that process as far as, you know, what that looked like for you on your end, and love to share how that worked for me as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, going through that process with you was a lot of fun. You know, but like you said earlier, or alluded to earlier, you're not buying a pack of gum here. This is, or a set of batteries, right? Like this is, you know, it's a process. You have to know, like, trust the people you're working with. And I mean, I think it went pretty smoothly. I really enjoyed working with you. I was excited for you and your wife and everything else. I think it was great. The process went really well. I mean, his wife was great, but that buyer, he could be a pain. No, guys were fantastic to work with.
And you got your lender's phone number, and your lender works on the weekends, which is a huge plus, by the way, you know, because a lot of stuff happens over the weekends. I just remember, like, probably one of the biggest things for me was, like, when we were searching for homes, like, I called you that Tuesday night, and it was the house that we were looking at. We toured it at night, which is super fun to do, because a lot of people ask me, well, Joe, is a neighborhood safe? Like, and I can never honestly answer that question, because safety is such a fluid term. So I always just offer a suggestion of, you know, the perspective, crime has no zip code. Does that mean I could make any excuse I want to sell you any house anywhere? No, absolutely not. It has to be something that you're comfortable with. So I always recommend, one, you talk with the neighbors, which is what we did the day before. And the second thing we did that night is we toured the house at night. We rolled down the windows, we drove real slow, 5-10 miles, and we just went up and down the streets just to see and listen to what was going on in that community. So, of course, we loved it. It was quiet. We could hear the birds and all the different by the water. So that was very peaceful. So I remember called Chris on Tuesday evening. And, you know, this is bedtime, like our kiddo's in bed, and Chris is, you know, he's like, I'll call you back shortly. I'm putting the girls to bed. So it was one of those really cool experiences where, you know, regardless of like the natural 9-to-5 window that you typically see, you know, cause it is a journey. It kind of sometimes pushes out of those barriers. So that was really cool for Chris to be available to talk to me, because, you know, we did put in an offer that next morning. We wanted to go over the numbers. And of course, as I'm sure most of you guys know, interest rates change daily. Well, not on the weekends, but Monday through Friday. So definitely wanted to get a good deal on that. So that was just really cool. I just wanted to mention that, Chris, because that meant a lot to us.
I'm glad to hear it. I mean, yeah, like you said, a lot of things happen outside of normal business hours, especially when it comes to real estate. I mean, like, think about it. You know, if you're dealing with somebody that works a normal 9-to-5 job, well, most of the time you're going to have to show them a home at 6 o'clock or 6:30 or, you know, something like that, or on a weekend. And, you know, so I can't work from 9-to-5 and be like, nope, call me tomorrow during business hours. Like, that's just not going to work. Right. So,
Absolutely. And I will mention, so one of the really cool things about, you know, working with Chris and myself, I'm going to share my screen here real quick with you guys, is we have a free resource that we're going to make available to you all at the end of this video. As you can see, we have lots of guides here. I'm going to reference this one here. And this is one of the main, Chris, can you see my screen okay? I just want to make sure I'm not having any other tabs open. Yep. So this is the
I got it.
Relocation guide. So this is going to highlight, I can highlight any city here within the Virginia Beach area. So if you're looking in Virginia Beach area and you're maybe deterred by the price point or the timing of it all, there's actually 6 other cities we can pick from. And I can create a personalized guide for you that I'd love to send a copy. Just comment relocation or send me an email with the word relocation. No questions asked. Love to send this to you. It goes over the typical trends that we see here in the marketplace, which are crucial when you're figuring out how to buy or plan to buy a home within the next 6 to 18 months, because we're able to look at not only the lagging indicators, what's happened over the past 6 months, but also the leading indicators as well, just to keep up with what is happening currently in the marketplace. So without boring you too much on all of these fancy graphs and charts, I will point out one more thing, and that's going to be the economic stats and charts. So letting you guys know that the one of the main industries here is our military and our healthcare industry, followed by sales and construction. So those are the three or four main industries here that really fuel the economy and helps give us lots of stability. So if you'd like a copy of that, go ahead and comment relocation or send me an email and I'll be happy to send that your way. So with that said, Chris, let's talk real estate, shall we? Your opinion is the current state of the real estate market? If we were to take a picture of the real estate market today in April of 2023, what would that look like for you?
Well, I mean, it's still a strong market. There's a ton of demand. But I mean, that also means it's a good time to be out there buying. You know, the thing I always talk about is if you're renting, now is the time to buy. Doesn't matter what time, you know, where we are in the market or anything like that. Owning your home is the biggest way to build wealth than any other thing you can do, just about, you know. So buying that home is super important. And in Virginia Beach, the great thing, like you kind of already alluded to there, is being in this area with the military and the medical fields being so prevalent, yeah. We generally don't have to worry, but we're a little more insulated from any of the economic issues that may hit or may not, right? Because we have such a heavy military basis here of living, right? So it's like, it's just a great place to live. It's a great market real estate wise. Interest rates are doing their thing. They're starting to come down, which is fantastic. As we start to see recession get handled, you're going to start to see those rates really start to come down. So it's a great time.
Absolutely. And Chris, I appreciate that summary. And I would completely agree with you as well. As far as the state of the market, it's still a really good time to buy because there is consistent inventory coming available. Now, flying off the shelves still, it feels like I was working with two buyers this past weekend, it seemed almost every house we were looking at and writing offers on had multiple offers in play. So, you know, as far as the specifics of, you know, how to write an offer, we can, you know, talk about that another time. But right now, it seems like it's a pretty consistent market, which is what Hampton Roads and Virginia Beach area has always been. So that's encouraging as well. Chris, what would you say are like, maybe like one or two like really big pieces of advice on how to find the right home for your needs? And that could be looking at your budget, looking at your lifestyle. What are your top two, one or two tips for us?
Well, I mean, you know, first, you know, from a mortgage, you know, you're talking to a mortgage guy, right? So I'm going to think of the very first thing, right, is budget. Have an idea of your budget, what you're willing to spend on a monthly basis for your mortgage payment, right? That's one of the top question or one of the last questions I always ask at the end of every application is, okay, what's the max you're comfortable spending on a monthly basis for your mortgage payment? Not to say we have to go up that high, but it just helps us figure it out, right? Where is that limit? Beyond that, you know, it's, you know, you got to find a good team of people behind you, somebody you know and trust and like and are willing to deal with for, you know, like you said, this is a process that's going to take at minimum 30 days.
Yeah, right.
And you know, if you're not sure about your real estate agent that you're going to be able to spend, you know, time looking at homes with them, you know,
yeah,
or you don't feel comfortable with them, like you don't know if they're looking out for you or not, like you need to find somebody that you're comfortable with, right? On the real estate side, mortgage side, and then this is something people don't always think about as well, is on your title side, right? The people, But yeah, you need a good team of people because you're going to be dealing with these people throughout that process. So,
right. Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good tip as well, because you want to have consistency in the process. And I'd like to share one other resource I have, which will be included in the relocation guide. And that's a process Chris and I have worked with a few clients on, and that's discovering your Virginia Beach lifestyle. And we essentially have broken up the transaction into 9 super succinct, super like just really streamlined processes, where we focus on the 3 steps of discovering what community you feel most comfortable in, whether that's the price point, as Chris alluded to, that comes with the zip code, the security and the safety. And also just, do you want to live near the ocean? Do you want to live near the city? Do you want to be in a midpoint? Do you want to be close to your family? And really leading us into the second stage, which is defining what those terms look like. And once that 6 to 18 month window has happened and you've really dug deep into those specifics, we challenge you to go out and do it. Give us a call. Let us get you pre-qualified and see and go out and look at some houses to see if what your plan is something that we could be able to be of service to you. So that is a high level overview. This will be in the relocation guide as well. But just wanted to mention that as well, Chris. We like our systems because there's a lot of things we can't control in the real estate transaction, because we're dealing with a seller. We're dealing with a seller's title company, a seller's agent, and a seller's lender. So that's why it's so important to have that right team on your side, because we want to control everything we can throughout the process in a very good system. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to jump in, and I would suggest, you know, you kind of talked about this in there, is definitely go check out the different areas of Virginia Beach. I mean, it sounds funny to say, but I mean, every kind of area feels a lot different. You know, like you got Shore Drive, Oceanfront, Town Center, you know, even out to Red Mill, Pungo, stuff like that. It, all of them feel very different to some extent, you know, and it, which is really cool to get all of that in one city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And while you were saying that, it reminded me of the other resource I have that I'll go ahead and point out right now, which will be included, yeah, you guessed it, in the relocation guide. And that's going to be the Virginia Beach neighborhood. So fortunately, Virginia Beach is, as most cities, very specific on drawing maps and coding, because we are in a flood zone area for when you get closer to the waterways. So this guide here actually breaks up all of the major neighborhoods in Virginia Beach already for you. So for example, as Chris alluded to, at the very top in the middle, it's called Chesapeake Beach. That's one of the 10 beaches here in Virginia Beach where you can actually purchase a condo without condo fees and get access to the beach on Shore Drive. It's one of the most locally feel of all the beach areas. And then of course, on the right-hand side, you have the iconic oceanfront near the what's called, labeled as the Hollies or Lincoln Park. Right behind that's Bay Colony, some of the most luxurious waterfront properties in all Virginia Beach area. I could go on and on. There's over 76 of these. But if you want your copy and to break them down, or you need, you know, specifics on any of those areas, we'd love to help you out with that should questions arise. So with that said, we would love to jump in this next part of, you know, going over some hot topic questions, some what people refer to as controversial questions, because, you know, if we call ourselves professionals, but we don't talk about the hot topic issues, are we really willing and able to help you? So, Chris, I have some hot topic questions for you, sir. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
All right. All right. Some of these may be barred as, confrontational, whatever you want to label it as, but these are questions that I hear day in and day out, and it's just so important to address these. So first and foremost, softball one for you. Discuss the differences between buying a condo and buying a single family home. Is one really better than the other? And if so, where can you save the most amount of money?
I wouldn't say one is better than the other. I mean, I'll take the true politician route here, right?
Sure.
And not take a stance either way. But no, I mean, realistically, one isn't better than the other. It is dependent on what you're looking for, what your needs are, right? If you need big space, then yeah, probably a condo isn't the way to go. You know, you probably need a single family home. If you're older or just don't want to deal with a ton of yard work, well, then condo probably makes a ton of sense for you. You know, if you don't want to, if you want to have access to a pool, but you don't want to have a pool yourself and maintain a pool and stuff, a condo is a fantastic opportunity to have access to a pool. The funny thing is, a lot of condo people that live in condos barely even go to the pool that they have. So it's almost like having your very own pool. You know, I lived down at the oceanfront for a few years and in a condo, and the condo had a pool. And I think my wife and I were like the only ones that ever went to this pool. It was great.
That's so funny. And you kind of notice that when you stay at hotels too, not Virginia Beach oceanfront hotels during the summer, mind you, but you typically go to a hotel and they have an indoor pool and it's like, nobody goes to it. So that's an interesting pro tip. I think that might persuade me, because I would have to say, if I'm looking at a single family home and a condo, it really boils down to your lifestyle. Like, do you have a pet that needs a yard? Then you probably want to go single family. Are you looking to have most of your insurance and kind of like cost of maintenance and upkeep performed on your end or on the condo association's end? Because I read those condo docs, it's like 100-page Bible of all their rules and all the, you can't paint your house certain colors, but in that there's some value, right? Of figuring out exactly what the condo will cover. If you are in a flood zone area, for example, near the ocean front or on the ocean front, I know the ones at Chesapeake Beach are right there. And so it's kind of a no brainer to, you know, have a, you know, a set condo fee a month, you know, rolled into your, what is it? Remind me, Chris, cause I don't want to jump on the side of the
limit. So it gets, you know, when you have a condo fee, we have to count it towards as part of your housing payment, right? Which then we use to then calculate your debt to income ratio. So we have to count those condo fees into your debt to income ratio. But as you mentioned, they cover things like water, trash pickup a lot of times. And then they cover insurance, you know, whether that's, you know, the exterior coverage of the condos and the units, as well as, you know, flood insurance if it's required, things of that nature. So your home, your condo insurance policy individually would be less expensive than it would be if you bought a $300,000 single family home, because your individual policy is only covering the walls in, right? Your contents.
Right.
I mean, you probably get Brandon in here and he could explain it a lot better than I could, but.
Yes. Brandon is a great resource. We know a wonderful flood insurance representative when the time comes. But yeah, Chris, moving on to our second controversial question or hot topic question is, if somebody is moving to Virginia Beach and they sell their home, and they typically, when they sell their home and they're in upstate, you know, they're going to typically net quite a bit. Is it a good idea to put all of your money into that next property, or is it better to just only put down a certain percentage and save the rest for, you know, slush fund, hanging out at the pool with the friends, and, you know, having some other money to reinvest elsewhere? What do you recommend?
So once again, you make me look like the politician here. I just need to get my hand things down and. No, again, it truly depends. It's a very personal decision that's going to come down to each individual. You know, it depends on where you want to keep your monthly payment. That's what it boils down to. So for me, I love thinking of my job as more of an advisor, right? I'm sitting here showing you the options. I'm not going to tell you, hey, this is the mortgage you're going to do. It's going to be, well, here's an option where you put 10% down. Here's what your monthly payment looks like with 15% down. Here's one with 20% down or less, right? or more. And then we just weigh the pros and cons of each, right? How much does it really change your monthly payment putting, you know, 15% down instead of 20%? Like, does it lower your monthly payment that much? Depends. And is that worth it to you than to keep that money liquid and in a savings account or in an investment where you can easily access it or something like that in case something happens to the to you, your home, your vehicle, or a family member or something like that, right? Me personally, I'm very much pro liquid, right? Like,
right. I want to have a little bit of extra cushion from time.
I like to have that cushion, that money in the bank in case, like I said, you know, because you know the saying's a saying for a reason, right? When it rains, it pours. You know, it's like, you know, heaven forbid that your car breaks down, and next thing you know, the dishwasher's busted, and oh, cool, now I've got a hole in the roof too. Perfect.
Right.
You know, you don't want to,
unless you're at the condo, you know, you can get that for it. Then yeah,
that's right.
I'd be up a creek without a paddle, you know.
That's right. So you don't want to have, you know, it's nice to be able to have that stuff to fall back on if need be. Right.
Yeah. And Chris, I just wanted to real quick, just show our viewers here today. So Chris actually has a super informative guide, which is a part of the, you guessed it, the relocation guide. Which goes over very quick references and quick numbers. So, and Chris's information is down below. So if you're looking for something and you want to get a little bit more specific, definitely give him a call. His information will be down below. But yeah, this gives you your cost to close. This gives you an idea on approximate taxes as of 2023, as well as, you know, the different type of estimated monthly payments you can expect. So I just wanted to mention that as well.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, Chris, as we thanks again for your time. We are coming to the end of our conversation today, and I just wanted to make sure I'm looking at my notes here and not missing anything, because you've been of tremendous value. If you're getting value from this right now, and this is just really something that's resonating with you, and you feel like it would benefit somebody else, I would recommend you please, you know, feel free to go ahead and share this video and, you know, smash the like button. That always helps too. And go ahead and share this video with somebody who may be just thinking about the idea of moving to the Virginia Beach area. And we would love to, you know, share with them the relocation guide as well as this video as well. So, yeah, with that said, my name is Joe. I am a licensed realtor here in Virginia Beach. And we, of course, have the Discover Virginia Beach Facebook group that meets almost every day talking about how we discover the Virginia Beach area. And I actually have one last guide I wanted to mention. So for all of your friends who are like thinking about moving or considering vacationing in the Virginia Beach area, I yet again have another cool guide for you to check out. Chris, have you gotten a copy of the Vibe Guide yet?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I'll be sure to send this over.
I'm excited.
This is one of my favorite guides because this is going to give you ideas on when you're either house shopping or just trying to figure out what to do when you're in the area. And this is it right here. It's just basically breaks down the main types of tourists that I've seen in the area and what they typically like to do. For example, my wife is very low key. So I'll reference the low key tourist in the middle. So, oh, there we go. Running out of time. So as we wrap up here, low key tourists, they're going to definitely go get some local coffee from Roast Rider. They're going to go check out the Baja restaurant near Sandbridge, because that's been there since the late 80s and is definitely a staple of the community. They're going to want to check out Sandbridge Sugar Shack. And they're going to enjoy things like the Back Bay Wildlife Refugee. So those are all the guides that you can get by commenting relocation. Chris, thanks for being here. Any other thoughts or questions that you'd like to share before we end our conversation today?
No, I just want to say thanks for you know, inviting me on here. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully I didn't blind you too much with my the light reflecting.
Absolutely off the old not. Head. Just with your smile, Chris. Just with your smile. We appreciate you being a resource to us and to the community here. If you know anybody looking to discover Virginia Beach, invite them to the group, like this video. Be sure to share it. That's a long list. Just hit the like button. We're super glad you're here, and we're super excited for you to be considering just the idea of buying a home in Virginia Beach area, at the very least planning your next trip. We hope to see you again in another video. Until next time, we'll see you later. Thanks, Chris.